you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is your host, Doug, and I am here ready to take your calls when you call in. Let me see. What do I need to click on here? I think I've got it running. Let's see now. So it is April 6, 2021. Our call-in line phone number is 1-347-202-0318, and you can call in anytime during the next hour or so, and we'll try and get you on. Next week, I should have the post up a little sooner, so hopefully people will know about it. My goodness, there's been a lot going on. It doesn't seem like a whole week has already passed already. Goodness, last call went so very fast. It's really kind of amazing how fast that time went. I am doing readings tonight, or I'll be talking until people call in to do reading. But in the meantime, let me give you a little bit of background on me, because you'll see that coming up on the show eventually. They asked me to do a little bio, so I thought I'd talk a little bit tonight, getting started about how I got started with things. I've been doing readings and in service for the public in this for almost going on 25 years now. I started in my late teens, and I had some personal development, and then I found a neat little bookstore here. We were very, very fortunate in this area to have a local metaphysical bookstore, and the owner there, for whatever reason, took a liking to me, and she was almost like a metaphysical mother, and she had an amazing library. She took care of many people in the local community, some of which I'm still very close friends with, and we'll share more of that down the road, but, you know, she used to have these monthly psychic fairs, which if you've never been to something like that, some of our listeners here, I think, may simply be just in the paranormal field and may not have much experience with metaphysical field. Or, you know, we don't know where you come from, but a psychic fair is just like it sounds. It's like a fair, but there's many different readers. There could just be a couple or there could be a bunch. We had times where we had 20 different ones for the weekend. And I was interested in that for a long time, and I finally was talking to the gal that owned the place, and I was checking out, I was buying a book, I think, and she mentioned the fair, and I sheepishly said, I said, well, you know, I bet I could do that, you know, because I had been doing readings privately for a little while, but I was still pretty green around the horn there, and green behind the ears. And she stepped me in, said, okay, well, why don't you come on this day? And that's when I got started really getting out there for the public like that. It was really, really interesting. I had so much fun over the years, but I've really loved it, being able to do all these different things over the years and meet all the different people doing some of the paranormal hunts are a lot of fun, too. There's so much out there in the world that you can experience if you're just willing to kind of open your eyes to this.